We now want to turn our attention to our Minuteman Press guest line and get things started right away this morning. On the guest line, we have none other than legendary singer, songwriter, performer, Jim Stafford. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, that's me.
Thank you.
Jim. How are you today?
I'm great. It is great to talk with you. I've followed your music for a long time. When I was a young man, we were playing Spiders and Snakes and My Girl Bill and all those fun songs that you wrote. Brought a lot of joy to a lot of people's lives, Jim.
Well, thank you, Tim. And for your information, so was I. I was a young guy, too. Not more, but I used to be.
We all have to climb that ladder. There's nothing we can do about it. But I thought when we were going to talk with you here about your new deal with Time Life and the ability for people to get, you know, kind of reacquainted with a lot of this music, how different it seems to be in the music world today. Back when you were writing and singing a lot of those kinds of songs, there were a myriad of sort of comedy songwriters that would write, you know, light ditties and things like you wrote. And these days, I think, other than Weird Al Yankovic, I don't think there's anybody out there in that space anymore. What was different about music back then, you think, that endeared so many of those types of songs to people?
Well, I'm not sure. But there was always these, like you're saying, these songs that Ray Stevens had some clever songs. And I remember Billy Ed Wheeler had some clever songs. And I don't know. I like these songs, and I got to tell you that I was raised with my mom and dad both liked novelty songs. And believe it or not, back in their day, there were some pretty clever songs. There was a song called "Hang Out the Front Door Key," which was a song about a guy that said, I got to hang out the front door key because I got work to do later today. I got to go off. Anyhow, he was using this as an excuse to stay out late, and his wife pulled the same thing on him, and it was very clever the way they put that together. You say, well, hang out the front door key, that seems kind of boring, doesn't it? But it was a comedy song in its time.
Well, I don't know. I just think we were happier back then, Jim, to a degree. You worked with the Smothers Brothers, another duo that had a lot of comedy songs.
Right. Yeah, the Smothers Brothers. And as a matter of fact, I was their writing supervisor on the last Smothers Brothers show that they did, Smothers Brothers Good Time Hour, and that was a lot of fun, and it was interesting to try and figure out and get in Tommy's head and try and write things that he would say, Tommy Smothers. But I really enjoyed it. It's challenging, but a lot of fun.
Well, I you just felt the fun back then. I think we're missing a little bit of that these days, and we could certainly use to get back to it. And maybe one of the steps we can take is your new deal with Time Life. Tell us about what that's going to mean to folks, Jim.
Well, basically, it means that that they've taken an interest in me and my material, and they seem to be intent on getting it out there. With these collections, and I think that's just a wonderful thing that has happened right through here, and I'm pretty excited about it. And I also really appreciate the help you guys are doing in getting this stuff out.
Well, we love talking about this kind of stuff here when, you know, some of our most beloved music makes it back into the digital streams, and that's basically what the Time Life thing is, I think, is you're now going to be able to access most of Jim Stafford's music on all the big streaming platforms. So you can just, go on your Pandora or whatever it is you've got, or maybe right here, because Tom usually will play the bumper music, and, search for Swamp Witch or Wild Weed Weed or whatever it is, and you'll find that you can listen to some of the stuff that Mom and Dad and Grandpa talk about. It's hard to believe we're Mom and Dad and Grandpa, Jim, but it's just the way it's going. You started what, back in the 70s?
Yeah. My first record was in 74. Yeah.
All right. So you've been around the block a few times. What are you up to these days?
Well, you know, when I first had the records, I was on the road all the time. And then later on in my life, I got an offer to go to Branson, Missouri and get a theater there, which was nice because then the road came to me.
Yeah.
And that worked out real good. And so I did that for 30 years. And you know, you have your career, and then so now I'm back in my home area in Florida, Central Florida, and I'm still doing shows, but not quite as busy as in the old days. But I'm still having a lot of fun, and I got to tell you the truth, I am a grateful man because I just. Ever since I started this stuff back in the 70s, I have stayed busy. And, you know, you can't ask for much more than that.
Mm-hmm. And it always appeared that you were having fun when we'd see you in person on some of those television appearances and things like that. What has to be your favorite song, would you say, right now, of all those that you presented to us over the years?
Well, I think it's not surprising that it would be the first one, you know, because you can't have the others without the first one. But I was very pleased with the Swamp Witch, and I thought that was a good story, and it was a good song to be out there. But the one that shook them up the best, I think, was Spiders and Snakes.
Yep, that was great. Was And we just last week featured a little bit of Wildwood Weed on 420, which became the date for everybody that smokes marijuana. A lot of people forget, as we're fighting about that in legislatures in the states, you know, these days, that was also a big thing back in the day when you were writing these songs.
Yeah, it seemed to me like once that stuff got into our world, it more or less stays there.
Yeah.
You know, it's still there. I'm still a little bit surprised that a song about it caught on, you know?
Well, you know, I think it's as pertinent today as it was back then, Jim. And a lot of your songs are, quite honestly, they still have a fun little message inside of them in many cases. And I hope that people will enjoy them again in the digital platform that you and Time Life have been able to put together. Jim Stafford, I can't tell you how much of an honor it is to talk to one of my musical legends back in my younger time. I appreciate your time with us today.
Thank you, Jim, and I've enjoyed my talk with you, too. Thank you very much.
Take care, and God bless.